is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden says he's devastated and outraged by the murders of six hostages. Leaving church in Delaware, he told reporters,
"Time is pouring. We should end this war."
After the bodies were discovered by Israeli troops, representatives of the families called on Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to take responsibility. BBC reporter John Donison.
We've had a statement from the forum representing hostage families saying that they were in mourning, but they were very critical of the government of Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying they could all still have been alive if he had pushed harder for a ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Netanyahu says he was heartbroken to hear the news. Among the bodies found, Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Paulin. The 23-year-old was among the hostages captured at the music festival during the attack October 7th. His parents issuing a statement saying the family thanks you all for your love and support and asks for privacy at this time. Meanwhile, on the Gaza Strip, an emergency polio vaccination program began. Tess Ingram is with UNICEF.
The commitment that we've been given is that in phases of 3 days at a time, there will not be fighting in the areas where the campaign is being conducted. So the first 3 days will be the middle area of the Gaza Strip, and then we'll move to the south for 3 days and then to the north for 3 days.
They're hoping to vaccinate 640,000 kids. San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Purcell was shot yesterday afternoon during an attempted robbery in downtown San Francisco. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says the suspect is in custody.
We expect to make a charging decision by the middle of next week. Given that the suspect is a juvenile, at this time, those charges will be filed in the juvenile court.
49ers releasing a statement saying Purcell sustained a bullet wound to his chest. He's in serious but stable condition. A celebrated rapper has died.
Fat Man Scoop has been in the game for decades. With his Be Faithful coming out in 1999 with the Crooklyn Clan. The rapper even won a Grammy for the music video for 2005's Lose Control with Missy Elliott and Ciara. And also collabed with the likes of Mariah Carey. The rapper was performing in Connecticut Friday night when he collapsed on stage. Fat Man Scoop was 53 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News.
While the calendar may say there's still 3 weeks left of summer, meteorologists say today, September 1st, is the unofficial start of fall. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence 9 test under high-load conditions versus APISP test limits.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, and powerful anti-aging supplements. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Enjoying the holiday weekend?
Two-thirds of Americans are planning to celebrate this Labor Day weekend, which includes shopping for about a third of consumers, according to Numerator's 2024 Labor Day Intentions Preview. 88% of them will buy food and 38% alcohol. The top three activities this weekend are grilling, gathering with family and friends, and cooking or baking. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Rumors have been circulating on social media that those iconic Capri Sun drink pouches your kid loves to jab a straw into are getting replaced with plastic bottles. A popular IG account, Snackolator, posted a pic this week of the new bottles, causing an online frenzy. But the Kraft Heinz company clarified that the pouches aren't going away. The new bottles are coming, though, they say, to give adults who have outgrown the pouch but still want the juice a different, more grown-up option. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday with north winds and highs in the middle 70s. Tonight, a few clouds will pass by. One or two of those may drop some sprinkles. Otherwise, down to near 60 degrees. Labor Day, sunny and lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Means you ain't gonna show. ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Alaska implemented its top four open primary and ranked choice voting system in 2022 after voters approved ballot measure 2 in 2020 in a close vote. A right-wing ballot measure to repeal it, marred by questionable practices, was upheld by the Alaska Supreme Court on August 22nd and will appear on the November ballot. We reported in 2022 that over 80% of Alaskans found ranked choice voting easy to use and that the open primary system offered more candidate choices. It also implemented a top four congressional race where the top four vote getters advanced to the general election, again, in an effort to offer more choice to voters. Republicans blame the system for the election of Democratic Congresswoman Mary Piltola. A group formed to repeal it, Alaskans for Honest Elections, was fined $94,000 in June for violating the state's dark money disclosure laws after a nonprofit church organization contributed $90,000. Pro-RCV Alaskans for Better Elections also questioned the validity of some signatures gathered for the anti-RCV campaign, but the Alaska Supreme Court upheld a lower court certification of the signatures last week. The measure will now appear on the November 5th ballot. Do Alaskans like ballot choices enough to keep open primaries and ranked choice voting? It's likely to be a close vote. Learn more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We belong. You know it's gonna be-
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul. You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
We'll be right back. Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
No, I-
what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Guess it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Trusted, and then she wants to go.